To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Well, it's right in the thick of it in the AFC. Another game Sunday, Bills and Dolphins. Injury news, so much to talk about. Sal Capaccio with us on the Western Hotline. First thing, Sal, can you believe Bulldog paid the speeding ticket from Spain? Can you believe he gave up on that struggle so easily? I can't.
I'm kind of like him, actually, like, to be honest with you. I just don't want the hassle. I'd rather the peace of mind of just getting it done is much easier for me than the hassle of, you know, what, $50, whatever, $100. Like, once I, but I also agree, like, is this spam? Is it not?
And again,
once you realize, you're like, I just want to get it done. I don't care. Like, why worry about this in extra few days?
It was so funny to me, having thought that all along, like suspecting that it was just some you know, breach of the rental car database or something, and I'm getting scammed out of. And when I logged in and see the picture of the car, I'm like, okay, I guess that's me. I'm fine. Okay, here's your $100. Thank you.
I never would have thought it was a scam. I just would have thought I don't need to pay it. Different.
And it's very possible I wouldn't have needed to pay it. You know, like, I don't know how far that would extend. You know, if I go to France someday to try to rent the car, is Interpol going to be like, I'm sorry, you have an outstanding speeding ticket from 6 years ago in Spain. Like, I don't know what would have happened.
Where in the world is Bulldog? Interpol, is he in France? Is he in New Zealand? Is Carmen Sandia? Is he in Belgium? Is he located Belgium?
I have rented cars before I paid that ticket. I had rented a car. I rented a car in Denver. I rented a car in Puerto Rico, no problem. So maybe I would have been fine. I don't know, whatever. But I wanted it off.
It's over.
I just wanted it off my head.
It's over, Johnny.
Yeah.
All right. To the injury report. This is where we spend most of our time. You know what? Not yet. We didn't talk yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I know you've had plenty of time to talk about, you know, reactions to the Bills not making a move. Brandon Bean spoke today. What do you make of it all?
I think after listening to Brandon, digesting everything, I think they thought they had a couple deals that they were going to make, and they didn't make them, at least one. It felt to me like today he was kind of saying without saying that, you know, there were things that he believed were going to happen. In fact, he even said at one point, he said, candidly, if I was betting, I would have lost money in Vegas that we didn't make a deal. And, you know, we had the restructure of Taron Johnson the day before. Now, he did explain, and I'm glad he did, because I was also trying to explain to some people, like, in order to restructure contracts, they kind of had to do it the day before that. So they did that on Monday, but I think you do that, A, for operating costs, but also to be ready to make a move. And it felt like they were ready to make a move, kind of the timing of all that. So I think, A, that they felt that they were going to make something, and it wound up not happening. I understand the fan sentiment. Like, you know, you're right there and you want your team to get over the hump and be better and improve yourself. But I also think there's been an overreaction from a lot of fans of, oh my God, I can't believe it. They didn't do anything, and that's it. They can't win a Super Bowl. They're still a really good team with as much of a shot to win the Super Bowl as anybody else because they're really good. And I think they're even, you'd know better than me, Mike, I don't know what the Super Bowl odds are, but they got to be number one or two or three at the worst, right? I mean, like that, it's just an overreaction to think that they're not good enough to do that. Of course they're still good enough.
Yeah, no, and I even said that a few times yesterday. Like, this isn't like an end or anything. It's just, you know, a missed opportunity to give yourself one more guy, or who knows, more than one more guy, who can make a difference for you on either side of the ball, right? I mean, sometimes it can be one play. You're one play away. You know, they've been one play away a couple of times against Kansas City, as it turns out, on offense, but that can be on defense too. We had a caller earlier bring up the 4th and 17 from the Kansas City game on Sunday, like how much you didn't like that play, and it made things a lot tighter than it needed to be. And like, yeah, okay. And if I've got one more defender, you know, in a future game, maybe one more pass rusher, one more dude, right? Maybe I make a play there. And that's what I think that's the edge you're looking for. But, you know, as presently constituted, the Bills, of course, are still one of the Super Bowl favorites. They're one of the best teams in the league. I don't think there's any questioning that. So it is just, it tests you as a fan because you want objectively for them to have the best chance. And so another good to great player would increase your chances, even though not getting that player doesn't kill your chances.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, good to great player. That's tough, right? I mean, if that's what, you know, people, and I know people would love that. Any team wants that and, you know, wants to bring that in. You know, what is the price point for that? What's the cost? You know, he did make a comment today again about the cap. He's like, I can't afford a $15 million player. Bring him in here. You know, meaning how much money they have in the cap. There were guys they could afford, though. There were guys they could afford. And you look around the league, some of the guys that got traded, was it we're not ready to go to that price? Or was it the player? Right? I mean, he also spoke about the fit and bringing a guy in, and even mentioned especially wide receiver. It's a tough position to onboard real quick. You're game planning. You don't have those reps with the quarterback. Like, what kind of fit is that person for what you're trying to do? How quickly can you do that? All those things have to be considered, right? So I don't think it just has to be. And of course, it's part of it. The, you know, oh, he doesn't want to part with draft picks. Of course. I mean, he has to have an eye towards the future and wants to keep as competitive as a window as possible. And, you know, those draft picks matter. I don't think it's just that. I think it's also in the here and now, how much are you truly improving your team versus the assets given up and what you're doing?
Right. And if you're going for, say, we've talked about how, you know, it's notable. Shaheed was a player that we talked a lot about from New Orleans. It seemed very apparent he was going to get moved with an expiring contract and that team in the state that they're in. But that happened earlier in the day. And if the Bills were hunting for bigger players, bigger names, Brian Thomas Jr., Chris Olave, say, at receiver, you might not want to make a move for Shaheed at 11 a.m. or noon because you're working on something bigger, maybe also with the Saints and or the Jaguars, whatever. And then when that doesn't come through, then, you know, you're sort of stuck. But there is also the possibility that they didn't like Shaheed going back to the draft process for some reason or another, you know, fit scheme-wise or you know, personality, who knows?
He wasn't drafted.
Okay, well, they still probably would have been familiar with the player from that process, even though he didn't get drafted.
Right.
But either way, my guess, Sal, I don't know what it's worth, if you agree or think this holds water, is that that's maybe what happened. Like, maybe they would have liked the idea of a Shaheed just fine, but it's early in the day, and they had their sights set on something more substantial, which would have been a bigger deal moving forward, too. I mean, if you were acquiring a player like either of the guys I just mentioned, Olave or Thomas, like, there's a number one receiver walking through the door and a contract to come probably soon after, at least in the case of Olave. Thomas Jr. is a little younger in his career, so you would have more runway on that. But anyway, do you think it's possible they passed on a smaller fish chasing a bigger fish and then the bigger fish got away?
Sure, I think it's possible, absolutely. And in that scenario, you'd say, like, okay, maybe that price is a little too high, and then all of a sudden he does get traded to Seattle, where, like Shaheed example, and then all of a sudden you think, well, if we knew we wouldn't get the other guy, we would have maybe met that price,
yeah,
you know what I mean, or something like that.
Yeah.
I think it's very, very possible that that could have happened.
Well, before we get away from the deadline, what do you think of the Colts move?
really interesting. I give the Colts a lot of credit for, you know, being aggressive. There's no doubt about that. I would say, though, that, you know, there's no guarantee. This is a team that they have a very tough schedule coming up. Are we really sold on Daniel Jones? I think they are. It's a move that they're sold on Daniel Jones, apparently. But, you know, if it doesn't work out for them, it's not like they have. Do they have this really big window? I don't know, because who's the quarterback? It's Daniel Jones. I mean, what does that look like? And they just gave up 2 first-round picks. So if they don't, like, make it happen this year, I think there's some questioning of this pick for them going forward, to be quite honest with you.
You know,
like,
yeah.
It's nice and fine to say that, but if it doesn't work out, where are they?
I like that point that made the rounds a lot yesterday, that, like, the trade is, you know, it's a bet on Sauce Gardner. It's also a bet on Daniel Jones. Or it's a bet on the coach. They maybe think, or maybe the coach thinks, I turn Daniel Jones into this. I'll find me another guy that's on, you know, on the outs that everybody's laughing at, and I'll find a skill set and I'll make it work. So even if Daniel Jones derails, maybe I think I can do this again.
Well, maybe that's the case, but that's not.
It's a hell of a bet, right? It's a big bet,
and you're also going to do it without 2 first-round picks,
right,
to help out. You know, I mean, and you traded A.D. Mitchell, who I know that there's got to be stuff there, but, you know, what's that as far as their receiving game and passing game? And, you know, Michael Pittman's a really nice player, yes, for sure, but, you know, Jonathan Taylor's not getting any younger. He's excellent. He's also been in the league a while, right? Like Zaire Franklin defensively, like they have some. I don't know. Their roster is it. If the Bills played the Colts today in the AFC Championship, regardless of where it is, aren't the Bills favored?
Probably.
I think so.
Maybe not, I mean, in Indianapolis.
Yeah, maybe, you know what you're saying about them and their roster, maybe that's all the more reason to go for it now with Gardner, right? If they're they're new on the scene, if they're not like a team that's got a bunch of young building blocks, say, and instead rather a team that's ready to win, and what they really needed was a quarterback to show up and be, you know,
yep,
a lot better than competent. He's playing at an MVP level. Then maybe that's time, you know, let's go for it.
Yeah, for sure. And I found it interesting that they did that, but yet it wasn't just the Bills guys.
Right.
Chiefs didn't make a move. And yet in here, I'm reading Chiefs fans blasting Brett Veach for not making a trade for Breece Hall, right? And I'm reading that. Patriots didn't make a move. Steelers didn't make a move. Broncos, who are supposed to be the super aggressive team, maybe, they don't make a move. So, yeah, it's not just the Bills. And, like, a lot of teams just kind of stood pat. And real quick, I'll say about the Jets. You know, they've done this before. I mean, us three, we go way back to talking about draft picks and how great they are. Well, guess what? They've had lots of draft picks, and they've actually hit on a lot of draft picks. But until they hit on the quarterback, it doesn't matter. It's rinse and repeat. And they can do this all they want. They got to hit on the quarterback. What they did, though, to me yesterday was a bet on Aaron Glenn. This is Aaron Glenn's team. I think that's Aaron Glenn and him saying, this is like Sammy Watkins and Ron Darby. McDermott and Bean come in and go, doesn't fit me, let's restart, and he better be right.
With Sal Capaccio, the Bills have, again, their share of names on the injury report today, 6 DNPs and a couple are new names. Can you tell, you have to go case by case, or can you tell if this is more of a play it safe Wednesday kind of thing, or do we have important updates?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm a little concerned that, you know, anytime we don't get a name like Christian Benford before practice and then he's on the injury report, we've been down this road a few times this year.
Yeah.
He shows up with a groin as limited. So what happened? Did something happen at practice? We don't know. So that'll be something to monitor. It was the only one we didn't know about, though, going in. Otherwise, good news, I guess, that Terrell Bernard is at least doing something. He's limited. And Joshua Palmer doing something. He's limited. So that's good news, obviously. Still no Daquan Jones, not doing anything. Taron Johnson, quick turnaround time. He got hurt Friday. Still not doing anything with his groin. AJ Epenesa, we found out in concussion protocol today. So that's new from he finished the game. He's in concussion protocol. I think James Cook, his injury came on like the first drive of the game.
Yeah.
And he finished. So who knows? You could have some soreness and swelling, and that could wind up impacting him. But I at least want to say, okay, at least he finished the game. And then I don't know about Joey Bosa. He finished the game. He talked with us in the media in the locker room. And then a wrist injury, though, is what's going on there? So something to monitor, obviously.
Yeah, and there's some sleuthing going on that this might indicate that he hurt his wrist a little bit in the Carolina game, even. Not that it ever got listed, but that there was evidence of him like sort of shaking it or whatever. So maybe it's something that's just been kind of lingering around here. But yeah, it's wild, Sal, to think back in the summer and all the conversations around James Cook and their running game and their running backs. Like, Ray Davis was so promising as a rookie. Ty Johnson's really good. Like, you know, the usage should continue to be the same, and that hasn't been the case. Neither of those other guys, I mean, Johnson made a couple of plays. He scored a touchdown on Sunday. It's really the first time he has shown up at all. Davis, we're still waiting. I mean, he ran a couple of kicks back on Sunday again, but that, as far as the running game goes, suddenly it's like we're a long ways from just plug somebody else in there. Like Cook on the injury report is like, you know, I got the big eyeball emojis going when I see that.
Right? Oh, yeah, for sure. I get it. And, you know, he's from South Florida. I'm sure he'd love to play there in this game. You know, and he's having such a fantastic year. I will say, though, this is a different opponent than last week, obviously. And it is a division game, and it's the Miami Dolphins, and anything can happen, but they just traded Jalen Phillips. It looks like Chop Robinson might not be able to go in this game. We'll see. He's in concussion protocol. Rasul Douglas, probably not going to be able to play. He's been pretty good for them this year on the defensive end. This is, to me, like not nearly the same caliber of defense as you're playing last week, right? So we'll see where that goes with them.
Couple more minutes with Sal. Are you in the camp that thinks Dalton Kincaid just simply should play more, or is his usage more sort of understandable because of, you know, the game script, especially I guess the Carolina game, but you know, we're seeing him pop in terms of production but still not play a lot.
I am not in the camp that he should play more. I think a big reason why he's so productive is because he's playing the amount that he is right now and not overtaxing him. I think it really helps to be able to have the two tight ends they have. Now, that's not to say if he doesn't play more, he would be, oh my God, like he's not that productive. What I'm saying is the efficiency is great because you look at the numbers. The reason why the Bills' offense is, you know, so high in so many areas is really because of their run game. And, you know, they have Jackson Hawes and they have Dawson Knox, and especially Jackson Hawes and Reggie Gilliam. There's only so many guys you can put on the field, and that run game relies on those guys to be on the field. So, yeah, it's great what he's doing efficiently, but I don't need him to play more if you're going to keep running the ball, and the way you're running the ball is without Dalton Kincaid really on the field, to be quite honest with you.
Okay. Any questions for us today?
No, I think I'm good. Did you guys Did it get really, really, really windy over there? Because here, you know, I literally like garbage cans in the street and stuff like that.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I've got an awning on my porch that today was the day I looked out there and went, man, I should have taken that down on the weekend because it can get damaged. Hopefully it won't. But I'm hoping to take it down as soon as I get home tonight in the dark.
Yeah.
But I just want to get it off the porch because it's in peril.
It's always Dolphins weather in this studio, though.
Right,
not windy, it's hot, there's lights right in my face. It's the same. It's why I wear shorts in here every day, no matter what it's like outside.
All right, Sal, we'll catch up tomorrow.
You got it, guys.
There's Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? It's a very sad day when we take sad. I'm exaggerating, but like when the awning goes up in the spring, it's like
exciting.
Here comes, all right, we're there, we made it, porch beers, all right, spring, summer. And when it comes down, it's just, and there's always a gap between taking it down and the Christmas lights going up. Like that's not a one day transaction. You know, I don't want to put the Christmas lights up until Thanksgiving, so I got to wait a few weeks for that. But the awning needs to get off of there, or it's going to get torn up. I don't want that.
You don't want that?
No.
Thunderstorms in the forecast for Miami Sunday. But you never know there. They just pop up.
Right.
84. Manageable.
Right. Hopefully not like a game played on the sun. That game was 3 years ago now. That was in September. So hopefully this is tolerable because that was ridiculous.
They're going to make the Bills wear blue again, though.
They are wearing blue. Yeah.
Oh, those I almost said a word I didn't want to say.
I wonder what I mean, if Miami's wearing white, could I wear red? Would that be any less?
Worse.
Yeah, right. I don't know, like, what.
You have no choice.
You got to wear dark. That's it. Yeah.
You got to wear dark. That's it.
Unless they want to do you a favor and wear their aqua tops or something, but they're not.
Sal mentioned the Super Bowl odds where the Bills fall. Want to guess the top five?
Ooh.
FanDuel.
Top.
The Bills are in the top five.
Top five Super Bowl odds.
To win it.
I'm going to say, yes, Buffalo is there. I'm going to say Kansas City is there. I'm going to say Philadelphia is there.
Those are the top three.
Okay.
Chiefs, Bills, Eagles, in that order.
I have a hard time with the Patriots and the Colts. They're so new. Would Denver be there ahead of both of them? Tampa? What about Seattle?
No.
Seattle's my next guess.
They're not in the top five.
Okay.
12-1.
All right.
Which ranks them eighth.
Is it the Colts and the Patriots?
Neither.
Wow.
The Colts are sixth at 10-1. The Patriots are at 30-1. Way down, behind the Niners. Which team is likelier to win the Super Bowl this year, San Francisco or New England? I guess it's about the same by the odds. Niners, according to the odds.
Did I guess Tampa officially?
I don't know, but they're wrong too.
Okay.
25-1.
Oh, Detroit is probably up there.
Detroit is fourth.
Yeah.
Plus 850. And fifth?
The LA Rams.
Right. 9-1, the Rams.
I like that guess. I'm happy with that guess. This is not something I looked at.
It was fine. It was right. It was like your 10th guess.
Yeah, right. It took me a while to get to the Rams. Yeah, no, that's right. It wasn't a good job, but I like the last guess was right.
I'm nowhere near New England to win the Super Bowl. But at Tampa this week, if they win that game, look out.
Yep, I agree.
Fair chance the Bills can flip places with the Patriots this week. If the Patriots win in Tampa, with the schedule they have, look out. I mean, the Bills have some tough games. They're about to get there. After this one, Bucks at the Texans, they can cause problems. Stroud is out this week,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
At Pittsburgh, Bengals maybe with Burrow, at the Patriots then, at the Browns, the Eagles, and the Jets. That's the stretch for the Bills after this game.
This New England game against Tampa, is it in Tampa or
yes,
in New England? Okay. Feels right now like the biggest non-Bills game of the year to me. Because I agree. I think that looking at their schedule every time I don't have it memorized, but every time we talk about it, Tampa, even like 3 weeks ago talking about it, Tampa, that's going to be a tough one. You know, I was hoping Atlanta would have a good day against them, and I don't know, they had a good enough day. They only lost by a stinking missed extra point. Well, they would have tied it. Who knows what happens there. But the Tampa game has stood out as like, boy, I'm going to really need Tampa to get that one. Because if they don't, man. Yeah,
look out.
I think they could really be a problem. They already are a problem. They could continue to be a problem. But if Tampa gets them, I can pass them, go there, beat them, okay. You know, order has been restored. There's a lot of time between now and then. That's not till what, week 15? So we got a little ways to go before we get there. But I need Tampa to win this week.
But New England has only winnable games between the Bucs right, and the Bills games. Jets, Bengals, Giants are their next three. It's such an easy schedule. If they win this one, they're probably not going away. 803-0550 for your calls. We'll look again after the update. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by a
award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Here's the thing with Sauce. He hasn't in the last year and a half been the same player he was early in his career. I think he's top five in the NFL when it comes to, over the last two seasons, defensive pass interference and holding. So they got to get the penalty out of Sauce Gardner, no doubt. But if they and Lou Anarumo can get him to play somewhat the way that he did his first two seasons, this secondary in Indy is in the conversation for being the best in that conference, and it's built to beat Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen in the playoffs.
Okay, Dan Orlovsky, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, 803-0550. Big move. I feel like this says something about me that I'm not proud of, but I both love the trade for the Colts and would never have made it. I don't have the courage, I think, to make that trade, you know? And no one knows that I could have made it either. Because it doesn't get made. It gets made with someone else, or it doesn't get made.
Right.
And nobody ever knows that I had that opportunity to. Like, Brandon Bean knows today.
Right.
A list of players he could have traded for.
Right. And there's probably a handful of people that would have been in the room with him, you know, helping out, that would have some idea about that. I wonder if Josh Allen knows how close they got to anything.
Well.
You know, like, I wonder what kind of. I think you would want guardrails on that if you're Bean and McDermott, right? Because I don't think you want the team to know, like, this receiving corps, everybody eats, the whole thing, right? If they're really out there shopping for Chris Olave or Brian Thomas Jr., on one hand, a lot of guys on the team, I think we talked about this with Ross Tucker or maybe Eric Wood at one point in the run-up to this. Like, how does it go over in the room? Like, how do guys feel, right? Because, you know, you go through, you know, the whole year, you know, the off-season program, all of it, you're creating relationships and friendships even, and there's this camaraderie. Like, oh, we got a chance to get a really good guy. Ooh, but he's at my position. how does Joshua Palmer feel about? But the quarterback is, you know, Allen has been, you know, been brought up at draft time. You know, I would assume when they're adding weapons to the offense that they run stuff by him to some extent. I wonder if the trade deadline is such a time. Like, it's different than the offseason. You've got more runway in the offseason, although it does culminate, you know, free agency. You know, crests at the moment the market opens, and you know, everyone doesn't get signed right away, but still, it's a little bit like, it's not quite a deadline, obviously, but it could be similar enough that you get guys, you know, the hopes up of a guy, like, oh, it actually didn't happen. I wonder how that works, you know, like, are they intentional about wanting to make sure the players don't know about it? Do they want to get close on a guy and like, hey, you know, we might actually really do this. I think we're, you know, we're this small step or that small step away from making a trade for this guy. do we want to loop Josh in and find out what he thinks about him? What has he heard about him? Should we go talk to Gabe Davis, who spent last year with Brian Thomas Jr., and find out if he likes his Lamborghini in the club too much or something? Like, what? Why do they want to divest themselves of this seemingly very talented young player on a rookie contract? Whatever. I just wonder how much, you know, we're way out here trying to figure out the trail of breadcrumbs and like what might have happened, what could have been available, was it a failure, whatever. I mean, I don't know. What's it like being Josh Allen today, aside from like the super actress wife and all the money and all the stuff? But like, his job was going to, I think, get better if they acquired one of these guys, and then it didn't happen.
I would guess that he is, I'll say, consulted. Hey, what do you think? What do you know about this receiver? What do you know? What do you hear? He's got friends everywhere. Receivers. I mean, we found out one day randomly that Christian Kirk and Allen were good friends. I mean, he might have something to say.
That's another teammate of Brian Thomas Jr.'s.
Last year.
Yeah.
He might have something to say about all of them through his connections. Like, I'd want to use that. And I'd also want Allen to understand, and I mean, I've had my fun with this idea, but I would think that he does, that it's not going to be up to him.
Right.
I want to know what you think. If this is a player you don't like, that might break a tie against this move, and vice versa. But I just would not want to find out, and I never will, because if it were true, they would never admit it, that he has, like, the leading voice in any of this.
No.
And
I wouldn't want that either, and I doubt that it's true, but you never know.
I mean, Bean was boasting for a couple years there about how excited Allen was about Coleman and Kincaid. Like, he was pitching these players is how it sounded. And then he backpedaled on that this year. Like, and he went as far as say all the mock drafts that Allen does and everything like that. And maybe he got the impression, like, all right, enough. We don't want anybody to think that he's running the draft room.
That has always sounded to me like, oh, this guy was the top guy on our board to me. It's like some version of that to me when they say that about Allen and whatever, a pass catcher. Oh, he loves him. He wanted him. I don't think he would lie.
I don't think he would have to make up that Allen liked these players. He just wouldn't have to volunteer it, you know? But that's just my guess again. Let's go to Jim here. Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
I was a little upset yesterday when I was listening to your show around 4 o'clock, and I heard that Breece Hall was going to the Chiefs, and I thought the rest of the night, I was like, man, I can't believe we couldn't figure something out, because I think that's the only thing they're missing is the running back. And then I woke up this morning just to double check, and it never happened. I don't know if you guys know what happened or
– I never heard – you might have got done in by a fake account or something. There was never – right at 4 o'clock, Breece Hall was crying on Twitter about not getting traded and all his guys leaving.
I had friends tell me that it was said on the show prior to ours.
That's what I heard. But I was listening
up at
4 o'clock because I'm a good listener.
There it is. Know?
But the other thing is with Brandon Bean today, he sounded really defeated. I don't know if you guys picked up on that. Like, usually he's a little more, you know, energetic. But I feel like the way I took it was, did he not pull the trigger on something and now he regrets it? Kind of thing. I don't know. He just sounded different. I just wanted to know what you guys thought about his.
Yes. Thank you, Jim. I thought it, but hadn't thought to mention it because it wasn't like I studied it, and I wouldn't want to make a bad judgment there. I did think it, though. I thought he seemed kind of subdued today, but that could be a misjudgment. That could just be for some other reason. I don't know, but I'll admit to having the same thought.
I do think he probably... There's a lot of ifs here, all right? If they were, like we've been sort of speculating around all day, shopping for a big receiver, that in and of itself might have been emotionally taxing, you know, just mentally draining on Bean, given where he has been standing on that subject. So, and again, like I've said repeatedly, I would expect, I would go that far, that wouldn't get in the way. But you're still a human being. right? So if he was trying to do a thing that he knew he might get dunked on for doing because of his public stance about it, maybe that was grueling. Then I don't know. In the end, they didn't end up doing it. And how he talked about it, like you spend all this time sort of pouring over it, and resources and hours spent trying to figure out what to do and who you want and what's a good deal, and then nothing comes of it. I think it's possible he was really disappointed, because it makes sense to me that they would have been looking for that player, and I don't know how it came to pass that they didn't get him, but they didn't, and maybe he was wearing that today. Like, I that wouldn't surprise me.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances, and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jim. Here is Nico. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm just a little disappointed that we didn't make any moves. The Colts, seeing, you know, them give up two first-round picks for a player that they think is going to help them right now, you know, and I just feel like, you know, giving up the future or whatever you would call it for, you know, giving up those first-round picks for a player you know would help you, it's like I don't know when the team will be in a better position or one player away from making it. In, you know, okay, so next year's first, we draft a player. Are we going to be one player away then? To think that we're not making moves right now to secure a future, mm-hmm. or to have future doesn't make any sense to me. One, Josh is getting older. It's just really frustrating that we have this thing that we're pretty sure could do it. And you know, we have this one issue or two issues that every single person knows about, and we just don't address it. And it's like, okay, cool, we'll get a first. What has a first round pick done for us besides Kincaid? Maybe a little Rousseau. I don't know. It just seems like those players aren't even close to the impact players you can get when you trade your first. So I don't know. I guess we can look forward to the future to having them, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, and look forward to, you know, whatever, the rest of the season in January. But yeah, no, I hear you. I, I, I don't know. Mike said a minute ago, like, he like wants to applaud the Colts for making that trade, but also
would never do it.
Would never do it. I don't know about like two number ones, but I said yesterday numerous times, if a number one pick is what it's going to cost for Chris Olave or Brian Thomas Jr., I think it's called for. I think the players are talented enough. It's certainly in the case. Well, both guys have a little bit of a red, if maybe not just a pink flag. Like, what has happened to Brian Thomas Jr. this year? And, like, what is behind that? And is that trouble? That's something you can do your homework on. Talk to Gabe Davis. Talk to Christian Kirk. Talk to your quarterback. Whatever. Figure that out. Olave has had serious head injuries. And so that could be a reason to be reluctant to do it. But either way, I would have spent a first-round pick, not two, but one, on any of those guys, Waddle included, if Miami would have even answered my phone call.
Yeah, Bean did have a comment today about trading in the division, which was a little bit vague, but maybe that is enough to know what he meant. You know, yeah. Wanting to get, maybe it's Waddle, maybe it's Quinnen Williams, or Garrett Wilson. Who knows what he was trying to do there, but nothing got done. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, back after sport or after the break. Sports is later. You should know that. This is WGR.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.